The program for Monday follows. Good morning. Welcome to Truth for Today. It's certainly nice to have you with us as we start another week of broadcasting together. For the last few days, we have been preoccupied with the wonderful theme of the reality of God and His wonderful, awesome attributes. We would like to take that thought a step further today and perhaps in the days to follow, and that is responding to the reality of God. If God is real and these wonderful attributes stand out, how are we to respond to the reality of God? Is it just something we look up on indifferently and that God is, and we just let it stay there? Or is there a way that we should respond to it? Well, the Bible tells us that God is, and we should respond to this fact with faith and obedience. Let's notice some scriptures and thoughts now. In Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6, the apostle writes, this great chapter on faith, "But without faith it is impossible to please Him. For he that cometh to God must believe that He is, and that He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him." All right, we must believe that God is, and we have established this wonderful truth. Yes, God is, and God is before all things. We only have to go back to Genesis 1:1, where it says, "In the beginning God created the heaven and the earth." God was in the beginning. God is the first premise upon which every other premise rests. He is the uncaused cause behind every cause. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. Genesis 1:1. This is the first verse in the Bible, and God is before all things, and He must be before all things in our lives as we put Him first in faith and obedience. Yes, we must believe that God is, and that God is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. In 2 Corinthians 5, verse 7, the Apostle Paul says, "We walk by faith and not by sight. No man has seen God at any time, but everything points to His reality." And like Hebrews 11, 27 says, referring to this man Moses, it says, "By faith he forsook Egypt, not fearing the wrath of the king, for he endured as seeing Him who is invisible." So it is through faith that we see Him who is invisible. And this is how we respond to the reality of God, is by faith. And of course, this faith is not just a dead faith. The writer James, in his very practical epistle, James chapter 2, tells us that faith without works is dead, being alone, in verse 17. And then he goes on in verse 18 and the next few verses. "Yea, a man may say, Thou hast faith, and I have works. Show me thy faith without thy works, and I will show thee my faith by my works. Thou believest that there is one God. Thou doest well. The devils also believe and tremble. But wilt thou know, O vain man, that faith without works is dead?" So it is a living faith that responds in obedience to God. This is how we should respond to the reality of God. It must be this way if we're going to be acceptable in His sight. Even back in the Old Testament, when God gave the Ten Commandments to this man Moses and to the nation of Israel, God prefixed the words that were to follow in reference to the Ten Commandments by saying here in Deuteronomy chapter 5, verse 6, "I am the Lord thy God, which brought thee out of the land of Egypt from the house of bondage." All right, God states His reality, and then He states the Ten Commandments. It's upon the basis of the reality of God that they were to respond to Him in keeping His commandments. And in Deuteronomy chapter 6, we also find some wonderful words here, verses 4 and 5, and even after that. He says, "Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord. Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy soul and with all thy heart and with all thy might." All right, God is one. God is real. God is. God is before all things. And we should respond to this reality of God by a living faith that produces obedience. Faith without works is dead. God is real. And may we respond to the reality of God by Him being real in our lives. This is our great truth for the day. Listen tomorrow for some of the same thoughts. Thank you for listening.